Apple and Facebook stock both popped up at the open on Wall Street this morning after they both announced record first quarter profits. Apple announced a 7% increase in profit, while Facebook reported a tripling of its profit from the same period a year ago. That's thanks largely to money it is making on mobile advertising. Joining us to talk about all of this from New York is Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, welcome back.
Good to be here.
And there are some people who are saying, wake up, everyone. This is a bubble. It is going to burst. There is a bubble going on in the tech sector, just like there was years ago. And we're going to get to that. But first of all, I just want to hear about what is going on at both of these big companies. Let's first talk about Apple. Here is CEO Tim Cook making the announcement yesterday on a conference call.
We have a lot to share with you over the next hour, and I'd like to start right away with the very strong results we're reporting for the March quarter. We generated $45.6 billion in revenue, which was ahead of our expectations and represents a new March quarter record and is our strongest non-holiday quarter ever.
Derek Thompson, what is going on with Apple?
$46 billion in 3 months. Apple is rich. It is so rich. It is the richest public company in the world. But this quarter, what we need to talk about are phones. Apple sold 44 million iPhones, way more than anybody expected. And the phone story here is really a foreign story. More people overseas are buying iPhones. Apple struck a deal to sell iPhones in China, in Japan. They're selling like hotcakes. In Latin America, iPhone sales are on fire. Customers in these countries aren't necessarily buying the most expensive phones available, the iPhone 5, but they're buying older phones with good value like the iPhone 4S. Meanwhile, Apple's iPad sales have basically flatlined. Apple has been a phone company for a long time, but that is more true now than ever.
But what about innovation? This has been the big criticism that since Steve Jobs died, Apple has not come out with a new product every year or so, something that changes the way we go about our lives.
The curse of expectations. Yeah, I mean, Apple did reinvent the consumer electronic market every 2 to 5 years, it seemed like, for a while in the 2000s. That's an impossible streak to keep up. People think they might release a bigger iPhone later this year. They might release an iWatch, a smarter watch. It is true that Apple right now seems a little bit more like Microsoft from the 1990s. They're better at tweaking extremely successful products than they are at building out new successful products. But eyes on the big picture here. We're still talking about the richest public company in America.
But in the announcement yesterday, there were some notes that were taken very well by shareholders, things that make the stock a little more attractive to own, which signals perhaps that Apple is looking more to Wall Street than it is to its customers, no?
Apple announced it's raising its dividend to reward investors. It also announced it's buying back stock to encourage investors, and it's splitting its stock price to seduce investors, to make people able to buy stock at a lower price. Let me try out an analogy here. I think the best way to understand Apple is that it's a little bit like America. It's like Western Europe and other advanced economies. We're too rich to grow quickly. But what happens when a country gets old and rich? It loses percentage points of growth, and it starts spending its wealth on benefits, you know, health, Social Security. Apple has lost percentage points of growth. This has been a huge story the last few years, that Apple isn't growing the way we're used to. And until it reinvents the smartwatch or something, it will continue to grow quite slowly. But it's spending its wealth on benefits for investors, on dividends, on buybacks that say we believe in this company, on stock splits to get younger, perhaps lower income investors to buy into it. They're more focused, as you said, on the stock right now because I think they want to keep investors in the game until they come out with the next blockbuster product.
Okay, let's talk about Facebook, the other company that just came out with its earnings. As we said, a tripling of profit from a year ago. Mark Zuckerberg shared the company's good news on a conference call. Let's listen.
When you look at our business performance, we've also made some good progress. Our total revenue grew 72% year over year. Our advertising grew 82%, our strongest annual growth rate in nearly 3 years. And mobile accounted for 59% of our advertising revenue. These results show Facebook's business is strong and growing, and we're in a great position to continue making progress towards our mission.
Derek, you have done a lot of reporting on mobile advertising and how that is shaping up as a big part of Silicon Valley's growth going forward. Tell us what Facebook did here. How did they did it?
Remember when I said Apple was a phone company?
Yeah.
Facebook is a phone company, too. 60% of its ad revenue came from mobile, and mobile basically means phones all around the world. Facebook is performing something of a magic trick here, actually. You know, while Google, which is the other huge player in mobile advertising, has seen its ads get cheaper and cheaper on phones, Facebook today announced something really astonishing. Its ads are getting more valuable. It reported its average effective price per ad doubled since a year ago, even though total ad impressions declined by 17%. In short, that means it's showing fewer ads, but the ads are worth more. That's great for Facebook, and frankly, it's great for people like you and me if we don't like ads. It's a remarkable trend for everybody.
How is it good for people who don't like ads?
Total ad impressions are declining. Now, eventually, you might see a situation where Facebook needs to make more and more money, and there's two ways to do this from advertising. You can have higher prices on the ads, or you can have more ad units. So I don't want to predict here that we'll never see more ads in our Facebook stream. I think eventually Facebook, as an advertising company, is going to have to show more ads. But right now, the trend is really beautiful for the company. Mobile ads for them are getting more valuable. It's remarkable.
And Facebook has been making these big investments at bought the company WhatsApp. It bought the virtual reality company Oculus. Is it all about acquisition now for Facebook's future?
It's interesting. I think that what Facebook sees right now is that its core business, Facebook, is sort of maturing, and it needs to make bets on a future in Facebook that might be post-Facebook. And so it's saying, okay, what are young people using, and what can we imagine to be the technologies of the future? Well, young people right now are using WhatsApp. It's this remarkably popular international texting service.
Right.
And then with Oculus, you have a virtual gaming company that could potentially revolutionize the way that we want to consume media in a virtual world that we basically put in front of our eyes. It's a bet on a future that might not materialize for 10, 20 years, but I think that Mark Zuckerberg's bet, I think his bet, is that Facebook is going to be healthy enough for the next few years. So it needs to get in at these companies when their valuations are lower and buy a potential future that we won't see for another 10 or 15 years. I think it's a savvy move.
Derek, we just have a minute left, but are we in a tech bubble? This is what everybody's wondering.
So when investors say they're worried about a tech bubble, it means they're worried that investors are overvaluing companies and that those valuations will correct majorly and all of this money will leave tech. Facebook, though, is a maturing company that is making money. And Apple is a very mature company that is making lots of money. So the bubble in tech is not so much about Apple and Facebook. It's more about things like we talked about last week, Airbnb, companies that are valued around $10 billion but aren't showing consistent profits. Mm. It's impossible to know exactly what these companies should be worth or when this bubble, if it is a bubble, will pop. But it does seem clear that there are enormous, enormous valuations and multiples for companies based not on their profits, yeah, but on their reach, on their popularity, and the number of users that they have around the world.
Derek, thanks so much.
Thank you.